Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor at dave@aureliamatters.com or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. Here we are in 2025. Canadians are facing a decision. It's not the looming elections or the political crisis du jour. It's whether to tolerate the bullying from down south. Spoiler alert, I'm a dual citizen. The news feeds provide us with our daily dose of angst. The bluster, threats, and staged turmoil being thrown at the world from the incoming American administration take top billing. It plays right into the tyrant's hands. The cacophony from news feeds and various social media clouds our judgment, making it harder to see which course of action will stave off this despot. We worry, imagine all the terrible things that could happen, quibble among ourselves, and become immobile. Exactly what he wants. Canada has allowed American interests to take over many of the job and production roles in our country over several decades, both conservative and liberal governments. This can be reversed by playing the tyrant's game on his own terms. That means, gloves off. As much as Premier Doug Ford has trashed things in Ontario, I must admit he has a point. The tyrant can impose tariffs, we shut off the hydro. He tries to impose restrictions on border travel, we remove subsidies for American oil companies. He wants to tear up NAFTA, actually not a bad idea, we keep our trees, build our own mills, and sell to Europe. This dictator and his sycophants only respond to pushback. When challenged, they almost always back down, though not without a cacophony of bluster, threats, and diversionary tactics. Instead of wringing our hands and letting the neocons among us talk of placating this tyrant, we stand firm. After all, they lost in 1812 and if they want to play hardball, they'll lose again. Remember, Canada invented the role of enforcer. Dennis Rizzo, Aurelia.